Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Charles Robinson's going to join us here in about 20 minutes. Yahoo Sports NFL writer, All Juice team is out, so we're going to talk to him about that. Chris Rose at 1 o'clock. So J.W. Johnson just joined us. We had a chance to talk to him about a number of things, including the new helmet. And I'm into this kind of stuff. Like, I think about it every once in a while. But again, like I was just saying to Jeff, that it's not something that drives me to watch a football game. It's not something that makes me think about what's going on while the game is going on. As long as it's not distracting, that's all I care about. So the Browns are going to go back to the original face mask that they were using. They're going to have a little bit of a different look as far as the finish on the helmets. And yeah, I think the orange helmet is what defines your football team. And I do think the Browns find themselves, I thought it was really interesting that JW kind of had a little bit of regret over that. Regret if that's the right word or not. But when they talked about when they did the jersey change and they came back to the jerseys.
With the Cleveland above the number.
Yeah, you know, they tried something, so what?
I didn't mind those. I'll be honest, I didn't mind them at all.
If you win, you don't care. No one cares what you look like. And how many times have we seen teams change jerseys, then suddenly win? Think about the Broncos, right? Broncos had those jerseys, never won a Super Bowl, boom, changed jerseys. Seattle, same thing. Seattle changed their look.
The Broncos change was harsh. And they even changed the color.
But what happened? They were winning with those new uniforms. So
yeah, but,
they would have
won with the same team in the old uniforms.
It is what it is. Right?
It is what it is.
It is what it is. I mean, what else did you get out of the JW conversation?
I thought the uniform stuff was all right. We got the lowdown. The third helmet.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're thinking about something. Just by what he said, I was going to ask him about it, and then he brought it up, and so that'll be fun. The investment at quarterback, that didn't just happen. You know what I mean, Andy? I mean that. I think that's a real significant thing, and I wonder if part of it. I would assume it has to be some uncertainty about Deshaun Watson's injury situation and the recovery from surgery. I would think it has to be. And at the very least, you have commodities at the most important position in football.
Yeah, I can't imagine, you know, if they would have gone into this season the way they did last season, we'd all be looking at us going, are they ready for this? I hope he's healthy. We would really, I would seriously be 10 times more worried than I am right now if they hadn't gone out and had, like, they truly look like they had a game plan and do have a game plan at the backup quarterback spot. And
there's no question about that.
Especially compared to last year.
Yeah.
Like they rolled the dice on DTR last year. They really did. They rolled the dice because they made a trade right before, and you're like, okay, I hope they know what they're doing. And the fans loved DTR during the preseason.
Well, he looked great.
You know,
he looked great.
The part that I was kind of laughing about while we were talking to JW is that, you know, when it comes to helmets and it comes to jerseys and it comes to the look and the fashion and golf shirts you're going to buy or stickers you're going to put on the back of your car, that is the stuff that fans should be involved in. Not plays and who's on the field and what players they're getting.
And if it says Cleveland Browns on it, it doesn't really matter what it's going to look like. It's going to sell. And fans are going to love it. And if they win, they win. It's just, I just think there's so many intriguing things that we're not holding our breath over. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
It's this. I asked JW about, okay, here you sit. You don't have a first-round pick, but you don't actually have a roster that needs reloaded in the draft. Okay, you took care of that one already. You've got an injured quarterback coming back from surgery. But wait a minute, you've already brought in two quarterbacks. You have a head coach whose contract, oh, wait a minute, you've already said you're going to extend him. Oh, wait a minute, you have a general manager, oh, wait a minute, you're already going to extend him too. Okay? Would be nice if you got the coach an extra, you know, extra set of, oh, wait a minute, you brought in Mike Vrabel. I mean, almost everything going on with this team has already been taken. I mean, they're ready to go. They could go and start training camp now, and I would think be in really pretty good shape. And I think Andrew Berry's done a really nice job of putting that all together. And now we'll see. It doesn't guarantee success, but it certainly guarantees that you're pretty good to go.
What'd you think of the answer on the dome? I don't know. He couldn't have said anything else. Like, I was trying to think of, like, okay, are you gonna grill him on something that we all kind of know where it is, and he established the fact that things that we know, and things that we don't know, you know, we don't know. I look at it and I'm just like, okay, you know, that they clearly are looking for an alternative. He didn't walk away from making the investment into the Lakefront Stadium. So the options are what they were before we started the phone call. They're exactly the same. It's not. I don't know. I wasn't expecting anything earth-shattering, and we didn't get anything earth-shattering.
Well, I think the stadium talk is interesting. We've been having it, you and me, for over a decade. And I think people know what we think about the stadium on the lakefront. I think it would be a bad move to sink $1 billion into that place. That thought's not changed at all. That said, I also think it's a reality, but I think it's a bad idea to have municipalities sink huge dollars into facilities that don't get used very often.
I agree.
I think it's ridiculous. However, you want to have an NFL team? Because that's kind of the way it works, Andy. And I don't like that system, but that's kind of the way it works. I wouldn't mind, you know, privately owned facilities. You can make that work.
Oh, they work. They work. Ticket prices are higher. Beer prices are higher. But eventually you sit here and you're like, well, those ticket prices are going to end up there anyway.
Worked here for a long time. The Coliseum, people didn't like where it was. People seemed to love the building, you know.
Oh, I love that building.
And I if the Haslams are going to build a dome in Brook Park and there's a development all around it, there's a huge opportunity for them to make money here.
Right.
They're business people. That's right. What business people do. And that's not a bad thing to make money. But I would, if it's going to be privately owned, okay, great. I can't imagine it's going to be privately owned.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But there has to be a give and take, and I mean,
I can understand some tax incentives that you would give to any other business,
question.
Right?
Sure.
Like, I get that. Like, if you were trying to keep a major corporation from leaving Northeast Ohio or Cleveland in particular, and you give them tax breaks, why wouldn't you give the tax breaks to, you know, something that is more for the general public than it was? I don't have any problem with that.
Part of the image of your city.
Yeah, and so, but I also think that you're 100% right. I had a really long conversation with somebody who I believe is in the know on a lot of this stuff. I'm having a lot of trouble after this conversation swallowing that it's only going to cost $2 billion to build a stadium. That it's going to be
a dome,
or stadium in general. That it's going to cost more. The more you wait every day, the more the price tag on this stuff goes up.
Well, and you're not going to do it halfway.
What
if you're going?
We
to
know
build,
what halfway looks like. We go there every Sunday during the football season. That's halfway, Jeff. That stadium was done halfway, and the people that build it will tell you that.
Well, when Al Lerner had to say, wait a minute, you didn't put escalators in? All right, I'll take care of that. That tells you all you need to know, right?
Yeah.
You opened the drawer, you pulled out the plans, you build it because we need it. We needed it. We needed it fast.
Right.
So I understand that. There's just no way I'm sinking $1 billion into it.
Into that stadium? I'm not sinking $1 billion into that thing either.
And Andy, if the city does, well, that's just a bad decision by the city to go along with that financially, I think. You know, we've heard about lakefront development. What's getting in the way of lakefront development? A great big old stadium that's sitting there that we use 12 times a year.
And a runway next to it. That doesn't really help either.
Well, no, but I don't know enough about the runway, but that's neither here nor there.
The more I start thinking about it, the more, and I've had plenty of time to think, especially over the last 2 weeks about this stuff. It's just
while you were sitting poolside.
No, yeah, sitting on an airplane.
I just
the best case scenario for this whole thing would be a plot of land in the city of Cleveland limits. It doesn't have to be on the lakefront.
No problem with that.
I mean, there's got to be land in the city limits that they could do this. Remember, I talked once about Highland Golf Course. If that was an option, you know, that's all city.
You're going to destroy another golf course. I'm tired of you destroying my golf courses.
Well, if it's not me, it's going to be the Gophers. Well, I'm just saying, if you could really come up with let's try to make everybody happy on this thing, try to find another piece of land in the city of Cleveland. I understand that now that we're looking at two different things, and I understand that. I get it. At one point, Randall Park Mall, when the mall was at its lowest and there was nothing out there, I thought would have been the perfect place to put a dome. But that's another story for another day. And you were also looking at multiple municipalities out there that kind of share that area out there.
Do you think... You know, that catty corner spot where it's parking across from the ballpark, you know, kind of going down toward the mills and all that stuff.
Right.
Doesn't that still seem like an extremely viable spot other than that it's parking like crazy?
Well, yeah, there's a ton of parking. But who knows? We could end up, I mean, Dan and I have talked about that. We could still end up with a soccer-specific stadium over there, which sounds like that's...
For what soccer team?
For an incoming soccer team. It's interesting because
again, there goes another facility that you're only using.
Who's paying for it though? Who knows who's paying for it? And you know, I look at the private facility they put up in Columbus to build what is now historic Crew Stadium.
I love that.
That they bought.
Historic Crew Stadium.
Because the history goes all the way back
to the 90s. Newer than a lot of things.
Well, they built that back in the 1990s. We barely had internet or cell phone back then. Had to walk and carry around a pocket full of quarters to make.
We had cars that were gas.
We had to make phone calls with nickels and dimes. And we didn't have these fancy schmancy cell phones. But I look at that and you see how they built that. Now, was that state of the art? No, it was a glorified high school stadium, but they did a really nice job with it. So, I don't know. I look at that and I try to figure that out. Charles Robinson, Yahoo Sports, NFL writer, all juice team. It's out. It's out. We're going to be talking about it next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.